Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that simply just means it. I know you've seen today's title. I'm excited. Let me tell you why I'm excited, because this is my thing right here. How, and I do mean how, can I improve my project management skills? Again, let me slow that down. I may have missed you. How can I improve my project management skills? Let's jump right into the content. Let me get to work. Practice? We talking about practice? No, practice. I had to do my AI. Shout out to Allen Iverson. Practice, family. Let me explain something. If you want to work, or if you want to improve your project management skills, trust me, the practice that you can get in leading projects will give you more than you probably even bargained for. Let's unpack that. What does that mean? Because experiences is going to teach you about the things that you learned as far as book work or seminars or courses or whatever that you can apply to your work, to your work life, or even your personal life. I've used project management for my personal life as well, but being able to practice project management, you will have the ability to see around the corner. I remember a pastor told me this story one day about this pet owner, he had a cat and he had a bird. Yeah, cat and a bird. And so while the bird was out, the cat was put away. And when the cat was out, the bird was put up. And somebody asked the guy, because it came over, he said, so why do you always, you know, when one is out, you put the other one up? He said, because the bird wouldn't be able to see around the corner that the cat is there. And if the cat sees the bird, you already know what's going to happen. The cat is going to go after it and try and attack it. Why do I share that story with you? I share that story with you is because, yes, the information, the knowledge, the seminars, everything that you're doing is going to propel you further along than anyone else that is not doing it. However, if you are not taking those skills that you're learning, taking that new information and applying it to project management in a real world scenario, you're not gonna know if that works or not, if what you study works or not. Because what I've learned to do, family, over my years, over my decade of project management, is I've learned to be able, when I learn something, go and apply it. Let me see if it works. Okay, it doesn't work. All right, let's go back to the drawing board. Let me try something else. So being able to practice, yes, I do mean practice, you will be able to understand if it's working or if it's not working. My point number two, seminars and masterminds. So family, I am not someone that just talks about it as far as saying, oh, you need to do training and you need to practice. I actually live what I'm talking about. So I am a member of a program by Praiseon Media, called Project Leadership Institute. And this basically is, we meet every Saturday, and I do mean every Saturday. And the concept is, which I love that what he did is, I think of it as a mastermind, because we get to talk about different tools that different, you know, project managers are using, like ChatGPT. We talk about different project artifacts that are effective and that are not effective. We talk about the foundation of all of this is leadership and not management. So Phil is teaching us to be better leaders, being able to have a better vision when it comes to leadership as a project manager. And that's one of the things that I'm always excited about when it comes to project management is the leadership aspect, is because when you look at it, when you look at leadership, leading is being able to lead. You first must start with being able to lead yourself, and then from there, being able to lead other stakeholders. And so with the Project Management Institute, Project Leadership Institute, what it does, it really builds you up. It really encourages you. Every week we come, we discuss, hey, you know, what were the lessons learned of our week? What are the things we could have done better? What are some opportunities, some impediments that collectively from a group, because it's normally a group of us that we talk through those impediments and we say, hey, this is how I handle it. Hey, team, how do you guys think I should have handled that better? We get feedback, and this is amazing, family. If you're not in a network with other project managers, if you're not connected to other project managers, I encourage you to get connected, whether on LinkedIn, whether signing up for this Project Leadership Institute with Praiseon Media. I'm actually gonna leave the link in the description, family, because I really wanna see you guys win. I believe it's the best program out there thus far for project managers and leadership. So I'm going to leave that link in the description for you. But again, like I said, this is what I do every Saturday. So while you guys are just wiping the coal out your eyes and just waking up in the morning, thanking God, I'm literally in class learning from either an hour to an hour and a half, 2 hours. Norm, the class is set for an hour, but if we have some good dialogue, it can go longer, which I love, because I love being around like-minded individuals that, watch this, have the growth mindset at the same time doing, as far as finding artifacts, project management artifacts, finding solutions that they can take and apply to their work life as a project manager. So again, I employ you with that. My last and third point of answering this question is the ability to improve your project management skills is to go after additional certifications. So currently, I don't even know how many certifications I have. I think I have about 5 to 7. And the reason why I go after certifications is because it gives me a chance to also learn and be around individuals that's on the same path of me of learning for a particular certification. One of the next certification that I go after will be the ACP, PMI ACP, just because of the whole agile aspects. I wanna see how PMI is attacking agile as far as putting it in the project management framework. So I just said, I'll just go ahead and go for that. So how you can improve on your project management skills is going through certifications. That has helped me tremendously within my project management career. And I know for a fact it will help you out as well, family. So I would start, if you're new, start with the CAPM. If you're experienced, let's just go ahead and go to the PMP. You got me in here sweating, family. I'm working for you. But anyway, yeah, so I'm just saying, go after the PMP if you're experienced. If you like agile, you're into that, go after the ACP. I'm also a CSM certified Scrum Master. So there are so many certifications out there, family, but just I want to implore upon you on this particular thing. Don't go after a certification just to say, ooh, I got the certification. Go after the certification, yes, to get the certification, but also to get the knowledge that you can take back and apply. Going after a cert means nothing if you can't take the information and apply it to your real life project management day-to-day job. And you know, also it could help you if you're looking for a career change or you're just looking for a new job opportunity. Because if I'm an employer and I'm looking for someone, if I have two resumes in front of me, one that has a PMP or a CAPM versus someone that doesn't, I may be more employed, or I should say more, I may be more selective to go with the person that has the additional certification. Because to me, it just says that I always use this, family, that you are committed and not interested, because that's a difference. You know, you can stick your toe in the water or your foot, but that's just interested. But being committed is jumping in the pool or jumping in the lake or ocean and putting your whole body and immersing yourself. So I challenge you to immerse yourself in this thing that I love, that I hope that you can fall in love with, which is called project management. This is your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.